Ethics of Science. This video is about scientists and society, broadly speaking, and I'll be picking up a number of themes that I'll go through. First of all, I'd like to ask about duties of universities and scientists. And scientists understood as a community of scientists and individuals, individual scientists. Now, universities have the duty to provide experts for the society by and large. That is, educate people so that people will be able to perform in different sorts of positions within the society. But another product, if we can use this term, is knowledge. And knowledge is to inform people about research results. Knowledge can be seen useful for the general public, just to understand the world. Sometimes knowledge is more specific in the sense that it can be used by the government to govern. It can be used by the private sector to be able to produce products. We could have all sorts of aims that are fulfilled by scientific knowledge. Also, the expertise that is produced by research can be used by citizens, journalists, civil servants, companies in private sector that are in the business side of the world. All those are important in certain sense. Universities are demanded of experts and expert knowledge many times. Private sector, for example, seems to put more and more pressure on universities to get information. And the point is here that we could ask whether a special interest group has the right to make those demands. And if so, if they do have the right to make the demand, is it the case that universities should use all their time to benefit the private sector? Is it the case that universities should be giving any information that they are demanded? Can the universities be seen as businesses, as providing knowledge and expertise on whatever subject a private sector agent might want to? Also, is it the case that universities can be demanded for information or experts for whatever reason or for whatever end? Is it the case that say a military company can ask experts to develop mass destruction weapons? Or is it the case that a government can ask universities for knowledge that enables them to control citizens in whatever way the government wants, and so forth? Most people would, I suppose, answer that the universities have at least certain degree autonomy to decide what they do and what for what reasons they do that, and it's not a shop that can be developed in whatever way some special interest group wishes. Is it the case that universities should supply their products free of charge? Is it the case that knowledge should be free? Is it the case that universities should school whatever experts somebody demands without payment? Okay, these would be questions relating to mainly universities as institutions and whatever duties we can think of to put on universities, and whether or not these demands are rightful or not. Now, from an individual point of view, the outside society might be interested in individual scientists. And just to give an example, every now and then in magazines and newspapers, one can find interviews made on scientists. And scientists are sometimes asked to inform the press of their profiles. That is, magazines do profile stories. As the magazines and newspapers are not scientific publications, they are not necessarily interested in the scientific knowledge as such, but the motivations might differ. For example, a scientist might be asked to let the journalist in their home and give information about their families and their lives and hobbies and all that. And the question is then, should a scientist do that? And especially if a scientist is a private person and doesn't want to give out their personal lives, should it be still a duty for a scientist in the name of publicity to give that information out or not? Sometimes these profile stories can also be a bit risky, because a scientist might be working in a field or on a question that divides opinions across the society. Let's say that a scientist is working on genetics, and if there happen to be people who oppose genetic manipulation, these groups might radicalize and they might take this individual scientist as their target, and it could affect the personal life of a scientist. Well, a scientist is expected to be truthful. A science is respected for being the highest quality source of knowledge. Scientists are respected, and the value of science rests on truthfulness. So a scientist does have a responsibility to disseminate information that is true. One problem with science is that as it develops, it seems to get more and more complicated, and the cutting edge research might be very difficult to be put in a simple enough format to be understandable. Sometimes scientists are accused of being obscure, theoretical, or somehow some otherwise hard to understand, and we could raise the question whether a scientist should give in simplifying research to gain understanding from a general public. This is a difficult problem because on the one hand one wants to be truthful, but on the other hand one wants to be understood, and these don't necessarily match very well. Well, this takes us to the concept of popularization. Popularization is about making research available for the public. We could discern different kinds of publics, in the sense that the general public is a larger group, and a specialized public is, if not scientifically quite on the cutting edge level, they still have a general understanding of science. Now, why popularize? The scientist doesn't get many points for popularizing science in their CV many times. However, the issue is complicated because whenever research gains traction in the general public, it tends to gain respect overall in science. And as one of the most important funder of science, science is the government, and as government is influenced by the general public, then popularization might indirectly be important for the funding of a research project or discipline or what have you. Another point relating to popularization is that well, I think it is rather fair, since much of the research is done on the expense of the taxpayer. The taxpayers should get something in return, and I think it's a relevant demand that the scientific enterprise actually makes an effort in popularizing the scientific results, so that people gain knowledge, understanding, enrichment in their worldview for the tax money. Now, popularization is sometimes somewhere in between the scientific publication industry and other publication industry. The general publicist or general publication houses might be the right venue for publication, and scientists might make profits out of those publications. And a question could be for a scientist: if the research is funded by a university, if some of the time that is used for writing up those publications are done related on university time, that is the working time, perhaps the university should get a cut out of the profits. Is this a question, or this might be a question that a scientist is to be asked, perhaps. Well, some people think it's the scientists that should get the profit out of these kinds of publications. However, one could just ask this question in order to gain insight as to who's to profit from and on what grounds should be profit from when doing popularization work. Okay, another point of view. Scientists, being experts, are often asked to serve in committees, and they are often asked to give expert statements about various things. The government might be asking, the legislation might be asking comments, reviews, expert opinions and statements about various things. Also, the legal institutions, the courts, might ask scientists to serve and give some opinions or statements about various things. Now, these can be outside the job description of a scientist, and even if it is not, that is, even if these expert statement requests are included in the job description, a number of questions can be asked. First of all, is it a responsibility for a scientist to serve in a committee? As things stand right now in Finland, scientists are rather favorable in doing this kind of work. The problem is that that kind of work doesn't get recognition career-wise. So a scientist must consider what are the pros and cons from the career point of view. Now, if looking from the other point of view, scientists, even though they carry the weight of an expert, we should be wary of not making experts of science experts of everything, especially if we have a political decision to make. The point is that political decisions should be based on an overall evaluation, not just evaluation on knowledge, but there's also values. Also, not all knowledge is scientific knowledge, and there could be other sorts of forms of knowledge that need to be taken into account. So this generates a situation where we should ask the weight a scientific expert has in a committee. What I'm saying is that sometimes scientists might be getting too much weight when political decisions are made. However, in practice, the situation might be quite the opposite, in the sense that scientists and their expertise doesn't get recognized enough. That is, even though scientists might be heard, their insight is not taken fully into account when doing decisions on political matters, for example. I think that there's no clear-cut answer to these questions of the weight of a scientist should have in a committee, or what is the role of a scientist in political decision making. I suppose that the major problem nowadays in Western democracies is that science is not taken enough into account. Okay, society defined broadly includes the private sector and the industry. Ethical questions are abound. Now, scientists might own shares of a company, which obviously makes the situation rather difficult when considering objectivity. If a scientist owns shares of a company that is funding research that the scientist is participating in, then there's obviously a problem from the ethical point of view. Another problem area relates to a scientist participating on research that directly benefits a private company. Every now and then, universities and some companies have joint projects, and it seems that this brings about a problem relating to the use of university funds. Is it fair that university invests on research that directly has an impact to the private sector, or rather one company within the private sector? That could be problematic. Also, an individual scientist might find oneself in a situation where the authority of science is used by using the face of a scientist in a product. Let's say a doctor appears in commercials on a certain drug or health product or some other product. Is that a good thing or not? One of the big problems with the university and the private sector relations is that the private sector operates on the premise that a private company ought to make as much profit as possible. And universities operate on the premise that they are to deliver truthful, objective, quality knowledge. And these ends might not actually go well together, because for a private company it might be the case that to get a product out sooner rather than later is more important than getting the product right. Let's say that one serves one is researching a software, for example, or developing a software within a university setting, and let's assume that there's a joint project where a private company wants to get that software out as soon as possible, but the researcher wants to make sure that the product is safe and it works properly. And as is the case, whenever one wants to increase the certainty, more work is done, more work is to be done. And it could be the case that the scientist is pressuring, scientist is pressured to give out the product as soon as possible, without doing all the checkups on the safety and so forth. And this could be an example of a situation that a scientist might encounter. The matter is less known or realized in certain areas such as software engineering than it is in medical sciences. The medical sciences have a lot of precautions to deal with these sorts of problems, and they are very highly regulated as opposed to, let's say, the software engineering world. Software engineering isn't, or it hasn't been seen as crucial safety-wise as medical industry. Even though the case could be that actually in the future software safety is actually more important on a population level than certain medical products. Okay. Finally, scientists serving society in a more wide sense. First of all, scientists are experts also in their free time. That is, they carry the knowledge and understanding and insight to their free time. And they might be active politically, active within the society, and so forth. However, when they're not working, it can be asked whether the scientist does have the same responsibilities as being truthful in the free time. The roles between the work scientist and free time scientist can come into a problematic situation. Some scientists might hold opinions that they have the right to hold, but they might not be compatible with the scientific consensus, and that could be problematic. Now, when a scientist, as a scientist, is serving the society, one should be asking a number of questions. Whenever a scientist, let's say, is interviewed for a television show or for a newspaper article or so, one should evaluate the expert. How credible is the scientist as an expert? Is the expert actually an expert in the field that is relevant in the situation? When scientists are interviewed, for example, in television, the scientists are not necessarily introduced properly in the sense that their field might not be obvious. And it's rather different to ask a sociologist about a certain thing than to ask from a legal expert or a social worker or an expert on social work. The aspects might be rather different. Scientists are quoted a lot. Many times politicians, journalists and so forth say that a scientist said this or that. But as the word of mouth is rather unreliable, it more often than not is the case that the message changes. So it would be wise to go back to the original source and see what the scientist actually has said, rather than relying on indirect hearsay. Among scientists, there are all sorts of people, and some of the scientists are actually not so reliable in the sense that they might have all sorts of agendas that are behind their public statements. They might be politically charged. There might be values in play and so forth. Sometimes it turns out that vocal scientist actually isn't that good a person. And it might turn out that the scientist, even though being a scientist and riding on the merits of being a scientist, actually isn't that reliable. Also, scientists are individuals that belong to a society, and the community of scientists isn't always unanimous on certain aspects or questions. And it is the case that different opinions or different views or different understanding about things is prevalent in certain areas. And when evaluating a scientist's comment, one should be wary of the possibility that some other scientists might disagree. And it could turn out that a vocal scientist might belong to the minority, which would actually change the situation rather drastically. And finally, every now and then one can see professors giving statements to the press that aren't actually based on actual scientific research, but rather they are just opinions of those scientists, which is a difficult situation because a general public would think that the opinion of a scientist is somehow backed up by evidence. But that is not always the case. Every now and then scientists just voice out opinions, and as they are introduced as opinions of a scientist, then general public might get the wrong understanding on how well the issue is researched. So, is there evidence to support the statement is a good question. Okay, here again, these are questions relating to the relation of scientists and society, And it's an odd collection of issues that might rise. Not covering every possible aspect and not going very deep in any of the aspects. But this should suffice at this point.